Hey, welcome back to the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. The conversation continues as we recap the Open with Bill Rozinski from ESPN Radio. One of the things I wanted to ask you tonight, Bill, is, you know, 2016 has been a historic and breakthrough season for players winning their first major. Danny Willett at the Masters, Dustin Johnson at the U.S. Open, and of course, Henrik Stenson, the Open. We love this trend. Who else might win their first major? Who's going to take that next step, Bill?
Well, how about Sergio? Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely.
To go out and win. And he's, you know, once again this past week, he was you know, playing okay. His name was popping up in the top 10. We'll see it with Baltusrol coming up next week, the PGA Championship, whether Sergio can do it. I think I think one of my dark horses last week was Lee Westwood, who's never won a major.
Okay.
And I thought
that's
Lee
right.
might have a chance, but he barely made the cut. But, I mean, if I was going to give you a definitive answer for a guy who seems very content in his life, very happy with his game, and has not won a major, it'd be Sergio. So we'll see if maybe he can capture the PGA next week.
Henrik Stenson, I mean, how much does this victory mean to Sweden? I mean, I'm going to assume this is really going to energize the junior golf. I mean, it's so inspirational, and obviously this just such a memorable finish.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, this was great for the Swedish boys because the ladies over there have had Soren Stam, among others.
Annika, you bet.
To emulate their games after. The Swedish women have been spectacular on the LPGA Tour. So, yeah, you know, and Stenson's actually, even though on the golf course, he's pretty emotionless. So he's got the shades on. He kind of looks a little like Darth Vader out there, and you really can't tell what he's thinking in interviews, and then when you chit-chat with him, he's a funny guy. I mean, he's a really good ambassador for the game. And I would think, just like what Danny Willett has done again for golf across the pond and inspiring some young kids again to say, you know what, I can do this. I think this will be great for the kids in Sweden.
What do you appreciate the most about his game? Obviously, you know, getting to walk with these guys and watch so closely. I mean, you're talking about, you know, he's so solid hitting the ball. He really penetrates it. But what can we learn from watching him?
Well, I don't know, because he's superhuman on the there's something, Alyssa, even on radio, because many times the effects feed from television is part of our radio broadcast, and we will pause. We'll know when it's on. And if I'm calling a Stenson shot from the middle of the fairway from about 180, there is just something different about when he hits the golf ball. There is a sound that happens that you don't hear with a lot of other players on the tour. You know, man, maybe we can learn, you know, how do we become better ball strikers? Because a lot of people, you know, I don't know.
That 3-wood off the tee.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's Stenson is very consistent. I think from, you know, hitting green, there's something to be said for hitting greens. You don't have to be close to the flag all the time, but give yourself a chance to make a long putt. And that's what he was able to do this past weekend. He was hitting greens. He's always been a guy that can hit fairways. So fairways and greens is a pretty good way to play the game. And if you can get the flat stick going, then you have a chance to win.
Hey, we're wrapping up our time with Bill Rozinski from ESPN tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I have to wonder, you know, I had the chance to listen to you on the broadcast. You know, after Saturday's round, I mean, what was your mindset going into Championship Sunday? I mean, did you think that Phil was going to win it all?
Even though Stenson was up one, I kind of gave Phil the edge because the other thing about Stenson we haven't talked about is if things go in the tank a little bit, he can get hot under the collar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He can get a little upset on the golf course. So my thinking was if Phil could jump on him early, would Stenson hang in there? Would he have the mental fortitude, having not won a major and Phil having already won five? Would that be the difference? And if you remember the first hole on Sunday, Stenson is just short of the green in two. Phil knocks it to 2 feet. So then Phil makes birdie, Stenson ends up three putting, and all of a sudden Phil's got the lead by one after the first hole. So, you know, as I left Saturday going into Sunday, I'm thinking, okay, if Phil's something, here it is. It happened, the very first hole. Will Stenson answer? But he was able to answer. I think he birdied the next three, something like that. So that was answered for me early in the round. And listen, to be honest with you, the other thing I was thinking going from Saturday to Sunday mm-hmm. was, because they played great on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, Stenson made a couple of bogeys on the card, and so did Phil. But could they keep it up? Could they keep up the spectacular golf, the exciting play? Could they keep throwing haymakers at each other like a heavyweight fight? Would that be able to sustain itself on Sunday? And the answer was yes.
Only got about 30 seconds. You know, someone that also got hot under the collar was Phil Mickelson. What happened out there on the course with the media? What, tell us about that.
Well, long story short, Alyssa, at the four majors, at the Masters, nobody's allowed inside the ropes, including the announcers. They sit in towers.
Mm-hmm. The Open's different.
Open, mm-hmm. At the U.S. Open, you can be inside the ropes, but you can't walk out onto the fairway. At the British Open, if you've got a band to be inside the ropes, you can walk anywhere you want.
Wow.
So these photographers said there's 20 of them right behind them on 18. And I think because the ball went in the bunker, that didn't help. If he'd have knocked it on the green, I don't know if he'd have been yelling at those guys. But he didn't. And it's just something different about it. And if you're a player, you've got to be aware that there's going to be a lot of movement around because of the access these people have. Bones, his caddy, starting on Thursday, was all over these guys, telling them not to move. If he saw somebody, as Phil was lining up a putt, maybe trying to get another camera angle, he would yell at them to stop moving. So, I mean, this was not just on the weekend. This was going on for a lot of players Thursday through Sunday.
Well, have fun, Bill, at the PGA Championship, and just an outstanding job recapping the 2016 British Open at Royal Troon. We love to listen to you on the radio. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Alyssa, anytime. Thank you.
You bet, absolutely. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.